Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. It's your boy Jake Carter here, and let me ask you something. When was the last time you started a project with all the enthusiasm in the world, only to have it fade away faster than a dropped ice cream cone on a hot summer day? I'm talking about procrastination, that sneaky gremlin that whispers sweet nothings in your ear like, "It can wait. You deserve a break. And just one more episode of that show." We've all been there, right? But here's the thing. Procrastination isn't just about laziness. It's often a tangled web of fear, anxiety, and overwhelm. And guess what? You can untangle that mess. Today we're diving deep into the world of procrastination, busting myths, sharing strategies that actually work, and giving you the tools to finally conquer those pesky tasks and achieve your goals. Now, let's break this down into some actionable nuggets of wisdom, shall we? First up, recognize the root cause. Ever felt like staring at a blank page is scarier than facing a horde of zombies? That's fear of failure talking. Procrastination often stems from the worry that things won't go as planned, so we avoid even starting. Remember, imperfection is beautiful. Embrace those messy first drafts, those not-quite-perfect attempts. They're stepping stones to greatness. Next up, break it down. Big goals can feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. Break them into smaller, more manageable tasks. It's like telling yourself, "Okay, I don't have to climb the whole mountain today. Just conquering that first ridge is a victory." You'll be surprised how much momentum you gain with each tiny win. Speaking of momentum, time boxing is your secret weapon. Set aside dedicated blocks of time for specific tasks, no distractions allowed. Treat it like an important meeting you can't miss. You know what I'm talking about, that thing you say, "I'll do later," but never actually get around to? Time boxing makes it impossible to ignore. And remember, sometimes a change of scenery is all you need. If your usual workspace feels like the Bermuda Triangle for productivity, shake things up. Head to a coffee shop, work from a park, or even just rearrange your desk. You might be surprised by how a fresh environment sparks creativity and focus. Finally, celebrate those wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments. Treat yourself to something you enjoy, a delicious snack, a relaxing bath, or an episode of your favorite show, Guilty Pleasure Alert. You deserve it. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who dreams of showcasing her work in a gallery exhibition. She has all these amazing ideas swirling around in her head, but she keeps procrastinating on actually painting them. Fear of judgment, perfectionism, and the sheer enormity of the project hold her back. But then Sarah remembers what we just talked about. She breaks down her dream into smaller steps. Researching galleries, sketching out ideas, setting aside dedicated painting time, and celebrating each finished piece. Slowly but surely, she starts to build momentum. She even joins an online art community for support and encouragement. Remember, Sarah's story isn't unique. It's a reflection of our own struggles and triumphs. So, what are the key takeaways? First, understand the root cause of your procrastination. Is it fear, anxiety, or overwhelm? Second, break down big goals into smaller, more manageable tasks. Third, time box your activities to create dedicated focus periods. Fourth, switch up your environment if you're feeling stuck. And lastly, celebrate those wins. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves recognition. You've got this, folks. Remember, overcoming procrastination isn't about becoming a superhuman. It's about taking small, consistent steps toward your goals. Keep showing up for yourself, one day at a time. Now go out there and declutter that dopamine with some epic action. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little nudge in the right direction. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and keep on crushing those goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.